I want to talk to you that you are my brothers and my sisters in Christ, but even to the whole world, because of some of the message we put online and the church in Kenya here, there's a blessing with their message. They're looking, they're listening, then download. They say, free is even for you. You can download it from the website and some of the message, they bless you. Amen. And so whatever we preach, they go across the world. But I wanted to share with you this morning how important it is that we not limit God's power. Let me say that once again, very clear. The problem we face is today on the world, because the world is a limited God's power. Let me tell you something. God is a limited power. Amen. God is a limited power. We serving God with no limit. Amen. We serving God with no limit. If you believe, say amen.
Amen.
A limited power. Let me tell you what the limited power means. Limited power is something like they use on the space where it's no limit. No end, no barrier, no fence, nothing. You can go into the spice, there is no limit. Our God is a limited power. He has every power that we need on this world or we want on this world. He can do whatever He wants. And some people are asking, if really God is, why this thing is happening? Let me tell you why this thing happened in America, in Africa, in Australia, all around the world. Because we limit God's power. We don't give all the power that God has to use it in our life. God desires to bless you and I in a great blessing that you could not contain the blessing God has for you. You have no space, a way to put it. And I want to take you in some of the verses of the Bible. For example, in Exodus 23, verse 25. So, you shall serve the Lord your God, and He will be blessing you, bless your bread, bless your water, and I will take the sickness away from the mix of you. No one should suffer miscarriage or bury in your land. I will fill the number of your days. I will be extending the number of the days. In other words, He will give you long life. Amen. But let me take you in one more. In chapter 15, verse 26, He said, if you diligently you hear my voice of the Lord your God and do it right on His side, and you hear His what to say, and keep His commandment, I will not put any disease which I have brought in Egypt, for I am the Lord your God. Let me take you another scripture very important for you to know is that before we start to preach, because I'm feeling hot before the presence of the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed. Father, we pray every person here this morning, they hear your word. We pray, Lord, that you're touching us with your power, with your anointing, Lord. That we understand what you try to teach us this morning. We thank you, Jesus, for your presence. We thank you, Jesus, that you're making us valuable this morning to be before your presence. We ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, to touch everyone in us with your presence. And everyone said, amen. God is infinite God. All the power, all the knowledge, and all the capacity, there are no limit or restriction in God. There is no limit in God's power. He will look at some, we're going to look on some of the scripture this morning, on some of the verses that we already looking to understand why we should recognize God's power. If we limit God's power and we doubt on God can do into our life, we will fail in any way. We were looking for blessing. If it is for sickness, we want to heal it. If it is for prosperity in your business and you want it to be blessed. If you're looking for progress in your study and you limit God's power, you listen on some of the lecture at university, or you doubt what God can do for you, you really not be successful in whatever you're doing. I consider myself as a blessed man, a successful man, because I'm coming from a very, very poor family. And God taken me so far because I believe it, and I never limit God's power. Amen. And so if we don't limit God's power, whatever we believe in His name, it should be done for you. So we've been praying for Yvonne because Yvonne was in a terrible situation. I believe that she will return home completely healed. Amen. Because God is a God that has no limit in anything we're looking for. Amen. The problem is sometimes we limit God. We doubt that God can do it for us. If it's the doctor tell you that you have a cancer, you're already dead. We don't know if it is cancer in your body. Since you're gone to God immediately. You know, I learned myself when I feel sick, I say, devil, I'll defeat you. I'm going to the church today. And there've been times that I could not stand up because if I was standing, I was fall. And I stand for the second time, for the third time, I said, devil, I'll defeat you. I'm going to the church today. Because I know that God is for me and not against me. Psalm 78, verse 41 to 43. In verse 42, he said, that the people will not remember the power of the day that God was present in the miracle. So even in the Christian environment, we intend to forget the God blessing they done to us. Sometimes I forget to look back into my life and to see what God done for me. And I needed to remember myself. I needed to go back unto God. I said, Lord, if it was for you, this is never will be happening. And these people here in the Psalm 68, 78, they said they limited God's power. They forget what God did on the beginning when He visited them on Egypt. And they decided to go back again. They want to turn back and tend to God. Limited the Holy Spirit, the Holy God. It's a dangerous situation when we limit the anointing and the power that the God is speaking to our life. The word of limit, I said a few minutes ago, they use it on the spice. They mean no terminal point, no end, no some way you can say this. That's it, there's no more further. In the spice, you don't find any ends. And that's how much we can demonstrate the power of our God. The power of the Holy Spirit. There is no limit in your life. The people intended to express themselves and to limit God's power. They do not remember the miracle that God had done to them. They do intend not to remember when the Red Sea was opening and the people crossed in the middle of the ocean and walking on the dry land. They forget that. They just before the 40 years, they intend to forget that. They forget that when the disease had come in Egypt and killed everybody that was born, the firstborn of the house. Unless the house was not anointed with the blood of the Lamb. They forget the miracle. They intended to go back. And this world today, they forget to bless all the Lord. They forget to bless all the Lord. They don't remember the power of the mighty God. They don't remember the miracle, the sign in Egypt, the great anointing, the power that God has spoken to Moses and delivered them from the slave of the world. They limited God. They intended to go back. My message for our church this morning, for all of you and I, no limited God power. No limited God power in your life. Whatever you want your life to have a prosperity, remember, no limited God blessing. Today, the same in the old time, they intended to limit God's power. Some people are asking why in America they started to lose the power. Let me tell you, sometimes, not just in America, but in Italy, in Australia, and everywhere in the world, we intended to put God the last place in our nation. Situation that we face today, even in our government, when they try to limit God's power and they try to give a space into the enemy, that's a consequence when the country will start to suffer. Because we limit God's power and we give the power to the enemy who destroy our life, who destroy our bless, who destroy our prosperity. We do not remember the power, that the miracle that God done for us. We forget. Remember what the Bible said in Malachi. It said, I am the Lord that will never change. Not yesterday, not today, not forever. Jesus said, they will never change. They will be yesterday, today, and forever. And the same thing happening with us when we try to limit God's power to heal our life. Jesus healing everybody that come to him with faith. Amen. It don't really matter who there was. The only one that Jesus he could not heal, the one that they refuse to believe in him. Or they not even trust in him, or they limit his power. But everyone who not limited Jesus' power, there was a blessing from him. You know, sometimes I hear people and myself that say, this is the Holy Spirit of power was the only available for the apostle. But let me tell you something, if you're giving the authority in your life that the healing was only for the time of the apostle, or the power of the Holy Spirit was only for the time of the apostle, you will remain sick in your life. Because the apostle did not here today. But the Holy Spirit is here today to touch your life. Jesus said, whoever believes in my name, they should use the hands and lay the hands on the sick and should be recovered. The Apostle Paul, he was one of the great power that we hear, that he not limited God's power, wherever he went. All that Jesus said that everyone who believe in his name, they should be the children of the living God. He said, whoever believes in me, they should not be defeated, but will be blessing. Do not limit God's power in healing your life or bless your life because of the healing, the blessing is on the way to come into your life. The only way you should not limit God's power whenever they come to you. Do not limit God's healing to your life. Do only don't doubt that the healing was adjusted in time when the apostle was invaluable. But Jesus said that every believer, they can lay hands in the sick and they should be recovered. Mark 16:17, you can look in for yourself. Every believer, he said, not just the apostle, not just to follow Jesus, said every believer who believe in me, they should lay hands on the sick and they should recover. Sometimes we lay hands on the sick, we pray, but we limit God's power because we doubt what God can do for us. You can use the name of Jesus in any consequence you are. Because anytime I use the name of Jesus for sick people, they're receiving. Or whatever it is, I use the name of Jesus because when I use the name of Jesus, I defeated the devil. Amen. I defeated the devil in Jesus' name. I never forget so many years ago, I was in my own village where I born, where I grown up in Italy. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning when all the village ran out and was trying to run away because one of the lady was possessed by the evil spirit. She was running down the village fast as she can. And everybody who was saw her run was trying to escape away because she was a dangerous person. And she speaking with the voice of the man. Who that man was killed by the mafia 10 years before that happened. And she ran in there, and I remember myself, I was on the front of her, from her to where the door is, and she looked at me with the open eyes like this and tried to come to kill me. But before she hit about 4 or 5 meters from me, I put in my hands and said, in Jesus' name, stop. And she stopped me. When she stopped, I say, in Jesus' name, leave this person free. That's what I remember to say. The Holy Spirit used that word in my mouth. In that moment, she freezing and she vomiting some blue stuff from her mouth and ran back again. And everybody was incredible how this lady was delivering. And still today, this lady, she's still alive. And every time I go back to my village, she see me, she come and shake my hands. And I used to say to her, it was not me who delivered you. It was Jesus. And everybody who know that lady, and she speak with the voice mile, was somebody was killed in that village. By some of the mafia organization. I never know who that was, this man. So you can use Jesus' name in every power that you have. Amen. If you don't limit God's power. Because if you limit God's power or you doubt in God's power, you better not even use. Because you find yourself in difficult time. Psalm 103, verse 2 and 3 said, praise the Lord, O my soul, and not forget his blessing. He who forgave him all of the sin and healed all the disease. Let all the sick people do not limit it. The God hands anointing your life. If you listen careful to my voice, the Lord your God, and you do right on his eyes, if you pay attention to the commandment and keep all of the decree, I will not bring into your life any disease. They are born to the Jit, to the enemy of the world. So if you doubt God, you doubt your healing, or you doubt your bless. For godly people or godly believer, God is not afraid with any kind of disease. God is not afraid with any kind of disease. He will heal you. Any disease or infection. Let me tell you a story. A few years ago, here at the church, we have a sick lady. And a few weeks later, I went to see her in the hospital. And we were sitting near her and we were talking about it. She told me
She said, Pastor Tony, God don't heal me because he teach me a lesson. And I said to her, no way. No way that God teach you a lesson through sickness. No way. This is your mind. This is you doubting God's power. No way on the world that God will punish you because you've done something wrong to your life. God is a God of mercy. God is a God of blessing. He's ready to take you into the next level to bless your life if you don't limit God's power. No way, I said to the young lady. God will do this into you. He contrasted to that, to the sick lady. I brought a conclusion about Jesus said to the leper people, or to the leper man, he was filled with disease. When the leper said to Jesus, I said, Jesus, if you want, you can heal me. Listen carefully what Jesus replied. He said, yes, I will heal you. There was a problem in the whole situation because of the leprous man, he could not go near anybody because it was infection. There was no cure. And the only cure for him to die onto the wall on his way, nobody with him. Because it was infection. They can pass into one to another. And Jesus replied, I will. You look in Mark chapter 1, verse 41. I will do not limit God's power. I will heal you. Jesus said, I will heal you. Because anybody, they gone to Jesus, without a doubt, he will heal you. The only way Jesus cannot heal you if you limit the power. Now, let me give you an illustration of very important, because I preached that message in Zimbabwe once. Over 200 people, they come to give their life to the Lord. But I wanted to give you the illustration today again. Lazarus miracle in John 11:21. When Lazarus died, Jesus was not there. You know this story very well. Jesus was not there. Lazarus died, and Jesus was not there at all. So he died, they grieve for him, they cry for him, nothing they can do. The only thing they can do is to put it on the tomb. So Lazarus was a very good friend with Jesus, according to the word of God. Jesus loved this man so much. But the important thing, Jesus was not there when Lazarus died. But when Jesus was on the way to go to see his friend Lazarus that was already dead for 4 days, we see the story that Lazarus got two sisters, has a Martha and Mary. The first one that saw Jesus was approximately 2 kilometers away. And Martha ran to see Jesus and they said to Jesus, Jesus, if he was here 4 days ago, my brother will be not die, or will be not dead. And Jesus looked Martha on the face and on the eyes and said, Martha, if you believe your brother will not die, not dead. And Martha thinking to say, yes, Lord, I believe it. That one day my brother will be raised from the dead. So in this point, she believed in other time. Anyway, the things is come, and then the Marys come along and run to Jesus. And the same thing when they run to Jesus, when they come to Jesus, Maria said to Jesus, he said, Jesus, if you was here 4 days ago, my brother would be not dead. So now let me tell you something. These two young women, they only know Jesus 4 days ago. 4 days ago. Jesus said to them too. But if you believe, your brother is not dying, not dead. Jesus said, I am the life. whatever believe in me, even if they die, they live. And they started continually to say to him, yes, we believe, Lord Jesus, they will rise on the day of resurrection. The day of the resurrection is still got to come. Eh? And Jesus was so disappointed because of the limited God power here. They know Jesus very well. They know that Lazarus was a very good friend with Jesus, but they limited God power here. Jesus, if he wasn't here, 4 days ago. And Jesus said, where is your brother? They said, come. But then Jesus looked at the tomb. The man was already dead. Consequently, these two women, they believe in Jesus. They believe on the miracle. Only if Jesus was there 4 days ago. They never believe that Jesus was there right at that moment. Sometimes we are the sign. Sometimes we are the sign. We think, oh, if I wasn't going to Africa, this thing is never happening to me. Oh, if I wasn't going to Sydney, this thing is never happening to me. Oh, if I wasn't do this, this is never happening. Let me tell you something. At the moment that happened, Jesus is there with you. Amen. Jesus, if he was here 4 days ago, my brother will be not dead. Jesus said to them, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believe in me, even if they die, they live. If you believe in miracle, you need to believe in miracle today. Amen. If you believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to believe it right now. If you feel sick, you know that Jesus is here to heal you right today. Amen. But if you think that he can heal you tomorrow or he can heal you some another time, let me tell you something, you better go and see your doctor. Because Jesus is the healer in the moment that you not limited the power. Amen. If you were limited the power. So what happened? Jesus said, where is Lazarus? He's on the tomb. Now, listen very careful. The whole went. Martha, Mary ran to the tomb, but not only them, but all of the members of the Jewish people. They was there to comfort this two young sister. They lost their brother. They all ran to the tomb. And Jesus was on the front of the tomb. And you know, let me tell you something. Jesus said to Martha, Mary, remove the rock. How Jesus said to these two poor young lady, they've been really starving for the 4 days. You know, they've been really in very difficult to life because of they've been in trouble. They've been with the lost of the brother. They have no strength. They have not eat anything. Jesus said, move the rocks. But the other people there, the other people around, they said, don't move the rock. This man died 4 days ago. He's already stinking. Already not good. Look at the faith that these two young lady. They got to listen to Jesus. Or they got to listen to the other people. You know, Lord, they've been already dead for 4 days. They stink. Jesus no interest on that. Jesus interest on the life. He said, move the rock. Move the rock. But all the way I said to myself, Jesus, you have a power with your finger to move the rock. You know, Jesus has a lot of power. Why you use the two ladies to move the rock? Why they use the two sisters? Jesus teach him a lesson that whatever I can do with my finger, with my hands, I needed to do it. All right? I needed to do it. Whatever I cannot do, he can do it for me. So Jesus said, move the rock. The two sisters tried to grab the rock. And when the rock was moved away, Jesus commanded with the power. Lazarus came out from the tomb. Because nobody can say to the dead man 4 days ago, rise up and leave. There was nobody able to do that. Only Jesus was there. But remember, if the two sisters, they will never move the rock, the miracle will never happen.
If you're sick, or if whatever you're doing, and Jesus said, do this, and you don't do it, the miracle will never happen.
Remember, I am the Lord. I never change. I am the Lord. I never change not. Remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some people, one of the ministers told me not long ago, he said, let me tell you something. I said, what? He said, the Holy Spirit was only for the apostle. And I said to him, for you was it for the apostle. For me, it's for me today. Amen. Because I could not go up here and preach to you if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because I have no knowledge to do that. And sometimes I prepare a long sermon because I want to give him a beautiful sermon to making people looking good. And when I come here, the Holy Spirit says, change, talking about this thing. And I never have any preparation for that. But whatever I have, I'll give in to you. This morning I was saying to you, don't limit God's power in your life. If you limit God's power, you doubt in God's power, you have no bless in your life. Jesus performed a miracle. And 2,000 years later, Jesus performed a miracle, the same. The same yesterday and today and forever. Jesus has never changed. Don't limit God's miracle. Act in God's miracle or act in God's power today. And I can say to you, my dear friend, God will bless you. He will prosper you. He will take you from blessing to bless. He will bless you. He will bless the bread that you eat. He will bless the water you drink. He will bless it on the morning. He will bless it on the night. Because the word is said, whatever believe in me,